Well, welcome again. Welcome to Christ the Redeemer. Welcome back to Christ the Redeemer. Welcome to Lent. Whether you're here every Sunday or whether you used to be here every Sunday and you're back, whether you just came today because somebody invited you or because you got to come to catechism. Welcome. Whether you came today like just to give God maybe like one last shot, welcome to Christ the Redeemer. And welcome to Lent. Y'all, I'm really excited. I think God wants to do big things this Lent. Father Mark and I started praying about Lent in November. In November, we asked God, what do you want from Lent? And we came into Lent, and Ash Wednesday happened, and 1,300 people came to Mass on a Wednesday. We were praying since November, and we asked God, God, what do you want to happen? God, what do you want us to do? God, how do you want our hearts to be open to you? And since Wednesday, over 100 people have come to confession. For 100 people since Wednesday have found freedom from sin and life in the gospel. Like, I'm excited about what God is already doing in Lent and about what God has planned for Lent. I don't know about you, but I want Lent to be big and I need this Lent to be big. I want to talk about three indications, you might have heard them already, that you and I need Lent to be big. If you need 2018 to be better than 2017, then we need Lent to be big. Maybe 2017 was hard. Maybe your spouse or with your kids or with your parents, maybe the economy was rocky at some points. Maybe 2017 was hard and we just say, hey, I need 2018 to be better than 2017. And so I'm here right now and God, I need Lent to be big. Maybe you or I need Lent to be big because we're tired. Maybe you're tired and you haven't told anybody that, but you're tired. Maybe the people close to you see it. You look tired. Look like you're stressed and you're worried and, man, I got all this anxiety. Maybe you and I need Lent to be big because we're tired. Tell you why I need Lent to be big. I need Lent to be big because I've been content. Be content. To be content is a very dangerous place to be. You know, I'm okay. Actually, 2017 was survivable. I'm not tired. Life is, you know, moving along. I'm okay. To be content is a dangerous place to be in the spiritual life because when you and I get content, sometimes if we get content, we forget that we need God. When I get content, I think that I can do this life stuff by myself. When I get content, I think that I'm okay. And when I get content and then tragedy happens and then I do run myself ragged or there's something just like goes on in my life, then I can't handle it. And I don't know what to do because I've been relying on me. I'm not strong enough. So, if any of that is you, if you need 2018 to be better than 2017, if you're tired or if you're content, we need Lent to be big. But my question is, how does Lent become big? You know, our expectations form our experience, and our experience forms our expectations. Let me say that again. Our expectations form our experience, and our experience forms our expectations. Okay, now I need some help. We'll all say that together. Our experience forms our expectations, and our expectations form our experience. So let me tell you about Lent growing up. When I was growing up, Lent, I always did this. I gave up sweets, and I gave up sweets. And my favorite sweet was my grandma's cheesecake. I used to love my grandma's cheesecake. That was in the past. But I used to love my grandma's cheesecake. And you see, my birthday is in March, which is like always in Lent. So here's what I actually did. I gave up sweets except for my birthday. Because my grandma was going to make it, and it would be rude not to, right? Yeah. I gave up sweets except on Sunday when I wanted sweets. And Sunday was the only day that anybody baked sweets in my family. And so I went into Lent and I gave up sweets, except on those times. And maybe I gave up a few other things some years. And I got to Easter and my life wasn't any different on Easter than it was on Ash Wednesday. If I was tired, I was still tired. If I still had a problem with anger, I still had a problem with anger. If I went into Lent trying to be a better man and a better person or a better little boy, I was just the same. Nothing changed. Because I didn't expect anything to change. Our expectations shape our experience. And I just expected to give up sweets, to go to Mass maybe one or two more times, and just to like do my obligation. And I got to tell you that Lent was my least favorite liturgical season until last year. I had started doing different things for Lent up until last year. But last year, Ash Wednesday was it's actually on my birthday that time. And last year was a really hard year for me. And last year, I went into Lent expecting God to change my life. Last year, I went into Lent, maybe for the first time ever, not content. Last year, I went into Lent saying, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, my life is hard. Jesus, things are difficult, and I need you, and you have got to come through this Lent. And last year was the best Lent of my life. I was actually looking forward to Lent this year for the first time ever. Because last year I had different expectations. Last year I came into Lent with a different mindset. And since I had different expectations, I was more open to God, and my experience of Lent was different. And based on my experience of Lent last year, my expectations for Lent this year have been transformed. My experience of God changing my life last year has led to new expectations for God to change my life again this year. So I don't know why you're here today. I don't know what you were thinking of coming into Mass. Man, thank God Mardi Gras over. That was tiring. Man, I got to go back to school. Yuck. I hope I don't have to park a mile away. I don't know what you were thinking as you were coming into Mass, but here's what the church was thinking as we were coming into Mass today. Here's what, you might have missed it because it's easy to miss. Here's the first prayer that we prayed at Mass today. We said this: Grant, Almighty God, through the yearly observance of Holy Lent, that we might grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ. The church wants Lent to be big for you and for me. That we might grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ. Until last year, I never expected riches out of Lent. I just expected it to be hard. Church says, I've got something better for you. God says, I've got something different for you. God says, if you need this year to be better than last year, if you're tired, if you're content, I have got riches here at the cross. And I want to give them all to you. So hey, come with me into the desert. God is saying, come with me where I want to show you what I have planned for you this Lent. Jesus was baptized in the Jordan by John, and the Bible says the Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert. The Spirit cast him out. The Spirit brought him there. The Holy Spirit brought Jesus from the consolation of his baptism to the misery of 40 days of fasting in the desert. You ever wonder why? Why would the Holy Spirit do that? Why would the Holy Spirit bring Jesus into the desert? And why would the Holy Spirit bring you and bring me into Lent? The reason is this. Because it is in the desert where we encounter God. It's in the desert where we encounter God. Come back with me 3,500 years. 3,500 years ago, God's chosen people were enslaved to the sin of the Egyptians. They were slaves in Egypt. They worshipped false gods. They did not worship God well. And they were wanted to be free. Or at least God wanted them to be free. Some of them were tired. Some of them didn't want to be slaves anymore. Some of them were hoping for a better life, and others were just content with being slaves. But God said, hey, I've got something better for you. So come out into the desert where you will encounter me. I want to invite everybody to take out your bulletin. To open to page 3. Open to page 3 in your bulletin. With the notes. We're gonna come back to the second point. I want you to walk with me into the third point. God leads His people out into the desert. They could have taken the easy road and went straight to the promised land. But God said no. Because God had taken His people out of Egypt, but He needed to get Egypt out of His people. God had taken His people out of the comforts of their tiredness and the comforts of their complacency, but He needed to get Egypt out of His people, and so He takes them to this place called Mount Sinai. And on Mount Sinai, He comes and meets His people. And Moses goes up to Mount Sinai, and the Bible says in Exodus 33, verse 11, that Moses spoke to God face to face, panim el panim, as a man speaks to his friend. Moses encountered God. The Israelites encountered, or the Hebrews rather, encountered God. God spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And God showed His chosen people right there, or at least He began to, that religion is all about relationship. That religion is all about meeting God. Look at this. Look at the second point on page 3 from Pope Benedict. This is the first paragraph of the first letter that Pope Benedict wrote to the whole church. Think it's that important? Pope Benedict, in the first paragraph of the first letter that he wrote to the church's pope, he said this. He said, being a Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person. The encounter with an event, a person who gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. I don't know, I bet that the Hebrews had some lofty ideas. We're going to be free. That's great. It ain't right to keep slaves like that. Some ethical choices. But God wanted the Hebrews to encounter Him. What about you and me? What about you and me? I'm going to stop cussing for Lent. I'm going to exercise my willpower and stop looking at pornography for Lent. I'm going to be nice for Lent. I'm going to make some ethical choices. Those are good. And we should do that. This Lent, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. This Lent, I'm going to become as holy as Mother Teresa. Ethical choices, lofty ideals. But the Christian life is about encountering a person. And from our encounter with a person, we are brought into ethical choices. From our encounter with a person, we are brought into lofty ideals. And our encounter with God makes us saints. Our encounter with God frees us from addictions to pornography or alcohol or gambling or whatever it is. Our encounter with God frees us from lying and cheating and gossiping. Our encounter with God is what changes our lives. And so God brings us out into the desert to encounter Him. Just like He brought the Hebrews out into the desert to encounter Him because He wanted to change their lives and He wants to change your life and mine. Number 7. God leads us into Lent, not as a punishment, but with a purpose. Let me say that again. God leads us into Lent, not as a punishment, but with a purpose. When we get caught up in our false gods, maybe some of those I already said, maybe different ones. We get caught up in our false gods. When we get caught up in our complacency and our self-sufficiency. God leads us into the desert, not as a punishment, but with a purpose. Read with me on number 7 from the book of the prophet Hosea. I will lead you into the desert and speak to your heart. God says, in a sense, strip away your distractions. Turn away from those things which lead you away. I will speak to your heart. God is calling us into Lent. God is inviting us into this desert. God is inviting us to meet Him. The living and true God, says the Catechism, tirelessly calls each person to that mysterious encounter known as prayer. The living God, the true God, says, come. Come into the desert. Come into freedom. I will lead you into the desert and speak to your heart. So whatever you're doing for Lent, whatever I'm doing for Lent, the question of whether it's a good Lenten penance, a good Lenten practice or not is this one. Does it open my heart to encounter God? And And we want to help you to do that. What's one thing? One thing that you can do to encounter God this week. I want to invite everybody in here to come back on Wednesday night. On Wednesday night, we're going to pray together. It's called 33:11. And you already know what that means. Exodus 33:11, God says, the Bible says, God spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. So we're inviting you back from 6:30 till about 8. We got babysitting available or childcare or whatever. To come encounter God. To come enter more deeply into the desert of Lent. Because God wants to speak to you face to face as a man speaks to his friend. As a father speaks to his daughter, to his son. I will lead you out into the desert. I have led you into the desert. Now let me, please let me encounter you. I have led you into the desert. Let me speak to your heart.